Bible's the 1 Kings chapter 5. I want to share some thoughts with you tonight, some truths from the Word of God about the temples of God, that God gave Israel. And I believe He's given them two, and I believe He's got one coming up. And so we're going to just do a quick look at those tonight. And I hope I can be a blessing to you. 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Good to see you. Let you stretch your legs one more time. 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants unto Solomon, for he had heard that they had anointed him king in the room of his father. For Hiram was ever a lover of David. And Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, Thou knowest how that David my father, I'm in verse 3, Thou knowest how that David my father could not build a house, talking about the temple of God, unto the name of the Lord, for the wars which were about him on every side. And David was a man of war, and unto the Lord put them under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God has given us rest on every side, so that there's neither adversary nor evil occurring. Now look at verse 5. And behold, every time the Bible says behold, he's wanting you to get your attention. You're like, hey, listen up. You say to your kids, sit up, stretch that straight, listen to me now. Well, God's, when you say that word behold, when you see that word in the Bible, God's saying, hey, set up and straight up and listen. Behold, the purpose to build a house under the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord spake unto David my father, saying, Thy son whom I will set upon thy throne in thy room, he, talking about Solomon, he shall build a house under my name. So God gave David the thought, assurance that his son Solomon would build the temple. Let's pray. Father, I really believe you put this in my heart, and I want to be a blessing. Help me, Father. Give me wisdom of what to say, not to say, and where to go and not to go, and Lord, help me to put all these thoughts together so they're clear and they're helpful to others. Put your hand on me now. Help me to do your work, Father. Help me to do it well so I can be a blessing to the people. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Tonight I want us to look at God's holy word about Israel and their temples. A little study. A footnote, before we do go into the temples, remember God first began with the tabernacle. You're studying the book of Exodus, start 25 through those. The first five books of the Bible are called the Pentateuch. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible. And around Exodus 25 is where you pick up on the tabernacle. Remember, everywhere they went, it was portable. They took it with them. And everywhere Israel moved, the ark always went with them. And the Ark of the Covenant was so important because it brought the presence of God. Then God gave Israel a permanent place in Jerusalem to worship in the temple. So we just read 1 Kings 5, verses 1 through 5. And King Solomon, we believe this is, don't hold me to the very minute, but we believe it's right around 957 B.C., 957 years before Christ in that area. And they built the first temple of God. And Israel had finally a permanent place of worship. Can you imagine how happy the people were? They always were going from, now they had a permanent place in the city of God, Jerusalem. And if you'll notice, I just picked out a couple verses. Look at chapter 6 and verse 19. And the oracle he prepared in the house within, I'm in 6:19, to set there the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. Oh, that Ark, look up here. The presence and the power of God is the most important thing in your life. And that Ark was the most important thing for that temple. And notice also verse 38, chapter 6, 38. And the 11th year, in the month of Bol, which is the eighth month, was the house finished throughout all the parts thereof. And according to all the fashion of it, so was he 7 years in building it. It took 7 years to build that temple. God's perfect number, God's number of completion, is number 7. Isn't that interesting? Watch chapter 7, verse 1, though. It's amazing. But Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. Billy, I don't think Solomon was focused. I think he was focused more on him than he was God. When you have to take more than 13 years to build your house and only 7 for God, something's not right. It doesn't balance out to me. By the way, I'm not going to turn to it, but I can show you in the scripture. 13. Now, if you're born in the 13th, but 13 in the Bible. 13 in the Bible is a bad number. It's always, every time you see 13 in the Bible, it's always represent evil and wickedness. Don't turn to it. I'm just going to give you a quote if you want to write notes. Genesis 13:13 says, the men of Sodom were evil and exceedingly wicked. And so that was 13:13 Genesis. So again, representing how 13 in the Bible represents evil. Let's go on. And so we also see in those 7 years, God had a completion. Notice, look at 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 43. Now, I'll get going here. I'm just trying to lay a foundation. 8:43. Hear thou, I'm in 1 Kings 8:43. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all the stranger called to thee, for that all the people of the earth may know. By the way, he still wants all the people of the earth to know. To fear thee, and as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house, that temple, which I have built, is called by thy name. God wanted people to know that that was his temple, and that was his ark, and his name would be there. Not only just for them, but for all people, for all generations. Now, think with me for a few minutes here. Solomon was more concerned about building his own home. I read that. But if when you look at this first temple, Solomon's temple, it's called Solomon's Temple, it lasted about 400 years. And then it was destroyed by the Babylonians, if you're taking notes. First temple, Solomon's temple, it was beautiful. By the way, it was immaculate. It was beautiful. And but the Babylonians, and I'm not going to turn to all the scriptures. I put a reference here. Daniel 1:1 talks about it. The Babylonians, the Babylonians, Daniel 1:1, Daniel 1:1 talks about how they took Jerusalem and the temple. And so that was back in 586 B.C. Now let's look at God's second temple. And let's go to Ezra. Ezra, chapter 1. Ezra, chapter 1. Look at verse 1 through 3. So we got the first temple, Solomon's temple, lasted about 400 years, and then it was destroyed by the Babylonians, and Israel went into captivity. Now let's look at the second temple. King Cyrus of Persia, notice what it says there. How many got Ezra 1:1? In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, you remember heard that guy named Jeremiah? Might be fulfilled, that the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus. By the way, he's got to stir people's up. I was trying to tell you earlier, people just don't act for God for no reason at all. It's God. It's God that works in people's hearts. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all the kingdom and put also in writing, thus said Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven. I like what he says there. The Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth. He hath charged me to build a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him. And let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judea, and build the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is God, I love that, which is in Jerusalem. And so God raises Cyrus, king of Persia, to start building the second temple. And that temple was built, just a little bit larger than Solomon's temple, but it didn't have all, it wasn't as nice. It was far, far less nice. And by the way, I put some notes here. The temple was built after Israel returned from their exile around 515 BC. If I figured this out, it was about 60 years. They built the second temple about 60 years after the first temple was destroyed. And of course, you read the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was helped to build that and the walls. How many remember Nehemiah? He used God to rebuild those walls and stuff. I want you to look. Are you still in Ezra? Stay in Ezra. I want you to see something. Look at Ezra chapter 6. More of a Bible study tonight than me preaching. Look at Ezra chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. I'm in chapter 6, verse 1. Ezra chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Then Darius, king, made a decree, and a search was made in the house of the rolls where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. Look up here to me. When that first temple of Solomon was destroyed, when the Babylonians came in, you know, it was filled with beautiful gold and things inside the temple. Also the Ark of God. They didn't burn that. The Babylonians stowed it, kept it. Now, I want to tell you something. You know, in the second temple, you don't see the Ark of God because you know what? It was gone. Now, I Bobby told me about a guy today. I looked up on the computer. He said he found the Ark of God. I don't believe that. I mean, he showed something there. It's probably no doubt a replica. But the real Ark of God was not found. God knows where it's at. And by the way, hold your hand there. I'm going to show you. I don't know where it is. And neither do you. But God knows where it's at. Don't keep your hand there because I'm going to come right back. But in my study, I saw something. You know where the Ark of God might be right now? Right in heaven. Look at Revelation chapter 11. I'm coming right back. So hold your hand there. Look at Revelation 11:19. By the way, without the Ark of God, you got nothing. Revelation 11 and verse 19. Look up here for 1 minute. You know this Revelation 11 is one of those two witnesses. Remember, they witnessed for God for 3.5 years. Then they killed them. They let their bodies lay in the streets. And worldwide television watching for three. Then the Spirit of God came back in them. Now they're raptured back to heaven. How many are with me? Look at and that happens. And now I'll watch a couple verses right behind it. In verse 19, and the temple of God was open in heaven. And there was seen in the temple what was seen, the ark of his testimony. And so, I don't know exactly where it's at. From that, it makes me think it's in heaven. Are you with me? But I thought, well, maybe it could be brought down during the trib and brought, because after those guys are raptured up, who knows? I'm not going to make no statement because I don't know. I know God knows, and I know one thing. God's going to take care of it. Amen? And so, go back to Ezra chapter 6. But notice, in verse 1 and 2, and there was found at a Kemita in the place that is the province of Medes, a roll, and there was a record thus written. This guy, he's looking for, He's looking for the spoils, man. Give me them spoils. Where's all this good stuff you got from them Jews in that temple? He found some of it. Never found the ark. And they tried to get the riches out of the temple. And also look at verse 3. And in the first year of Cyrus, king of the same Cyrus the king was made a decree concerning the house of God. Talking about that temple at Jerusalem, second temple. Let the house be built, the place where they offered sacrifice, and let the foundation there be strongly laid, the height and threescore cubits and the breadth thereof and threescore cubits. And so if you really take a study, the second temple was a little bit larger than the first one, but not even near luxurious, not even close to being as nice, not even close being furnished in the raiment of that first temple, Solomon's temple. Brother Donnie, it was immaculate, and they wanted it immaculate for God. And I noted here, but this second temple, it lacked some things that were most important in Solomon's temple. They didn't have the Ark of the Covenant. They didn't have the sacred fire. And they didn't have the Shekinah glory. I'm going to tell you right now. So they had a temple, Brother Bobby, but they didn't have the most important ingredients to that temple, God's presence. How many are still with me? And that temple served for about 400 years. And then Herod came on the scene, and he started rebuilding it again. Even though he was like, I don't know what you want, a renovation, remodel? What do you call it? Renovation. And from 20 B.C. all the way to 64, he worked on it. By the way, that was from 20 to 64 A.D. Jesus was walking on the earth when they were doing some of this renovation of this temple. How many are still with me? Herod's temple. Look at John chapter 2 and verse 20. John chapter 2, verse 20. Well, let's pick up at 19. How many got the Gospel of John chapter 2, verse 19? Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, in 3 days I will raise it up. He was talking about his body. So they get thinking, whoa, see, think, man, because they're right outside the temple. Hey! Then said the Jews, 46 years was the temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? I'm going to tell you, Christ knew it took, he knew how long it took him to rebuild that temple and to refurbish it. And by the way, it was slickered up real nice, as far as nice furniture and stuff like that. Jesus said, you don't have a clue. I'm talking about my body. By the way, in the New Testament, our body's called the temple of the Lord. Now he lives within us. And but I put a note here. It was brought to completion in 64 A.D. Wouldn't you know it? 6 years later, the Roman government comes in, the army. And what did they do in 70 A.D. with Titus? Leveled it! Woo! Every one of these temples, man, seems like they have a bad fate. Are you still with me? How many are still with me? And 70 A.D., the Roman army destroyed and burnt down the temple. Now remember, look up here. Remember the temple, but then they had outer walls. How many remember that? You go to Jerusalem right now, Miss Mert. They have the outer wall there, that one little piece of it called the Wailing Wall. How many are with me? And that's the only thing that's left from that temple back in Herod's day. How many are still with me? And so, because I'm really working on something here. And so, we had, and I know I just hit and miss. just do one of these temples, I'd have to have a 4-month course, Billy, to do the first temple. I'm just scanning it tonight to try to get to where I'm wanting to go right now. And so we had the first temple, then the second temple. And then what happened after the second temple in 70 AD destroyed? Watch. All Israel scattered all over the world. You study the book of Ezekiel, different Old Testament scriptures, it'll talk. I don't have time for it tonight, but there's prophecies, and I've shared them with you all over in the past, how God said, I'm going to scare you, but at the end of the time, I'm going to bring you back. What'd you say, God? I'm going to scatter Israel, but at the end of the time, right before I come, I'm going to bring them back. And all of a sudden, Brother Harry, in the late 18, for almost 2,000 years or more, Israel were scattered. 2,000 years they were scattered. Without a homeland. All over the world. But what's so great about it, Brother Mike? It didn't matter if they were in Africa. It doesn't matter if it's Jews in Jerusalem or New Jersey. Something stands out about them people all the time. They're Jews. No matter where you put a Jew on the earth, he's a Jew. By the way, hallelujah for the Jewish people. I thank God for them. They brought us our Savior, by the way. They wrote our Bible. 40 different authors, all Jewish people. A Jewish Savior named Jesus. Blood of God, Emmanuel. No blood of the Jew, but still came from the Jewish people. How many are still with me? So we ought to love Israel. You ought to pray for Israel. You ought to love Israel. People that tell me they're Christians, they don't love Israel. There's something not right with them. But they were scared. Boy, this is fun, Billy. I get fun doing this. For over 2,000 years, they've been scattered. And then, boy, then around the late 1800s, some of their hearts start to beat. I must go back. I must go back. And then in the early 1900s, Jews all over the world, something says, you say, and you'd ask them, they've been video, why are you going back? And they said, there's something inside me that says I have to go back. I have to go back. And then praise God for Great Britain, because they started to go back in the late 1800s and the early 1900s. And you had the Balfour Act, 2017, November 2nd. Which gave them a right to have a homeland in Palestine. How many are still with me? And they came late 1800s, early 1900s. The Jewish people began to come back to their homeland by the thousands. And God raised Great Britain to help them. There was a Balfour Act, November 2nd, 1917, that was passed by Britain. Established a homeland for Israel. Arthur James Balfour, he wrote that declaration on behalf of Israel, confirming and support for the British government for the establishment in Palestine for a homeland for the Jewish people. I'm going to tell you right now, if the world could get them out, they'd get them out right now. I'm glad God got them in early. Amen. 5 years later, 1922, the Balfour Declaration was passed by the League of Nations. What's the League of Nations called now? United Nations. And it's a mess. So the Balfour Act let them be in Palestine. Gave them permission to have a homeland. You got to get this. If you miss what preacher's trying to teach you, you're not going to get it. They hadn't had a homeland for over 2,000 years. We're the only people to see Israel back and have their homeland for over 2,000 years. That's a long time. Hello? I don't think we're going to live that long. I'm glad we got to see it. Amen? Now watch. Stay with me. Then, May of 1948, Israel becomes a nation. I'm working up to something. You'll see. Stay with me. I'm almost done, believe it or not. May of 1948, we're talking about the temples. I tell you, they had two temples, but they're going to have a third temple. May of 1948, Israel becomes a nation. And for the first time in over 2,000 years, we see Israel as a nation. Then, in June of 1967, the Six-Day War, Israel regains Jerusalem back. Ah, oh, preacher, you're always preaching on that Six-Day War. I'm preaching on it because it's so important to you and me. They hadn't had control of Jerusalem for over 2,500 years. Watch. Stay and think with me before you leave. Where's God going to build his third temple? Where do they build his temple? Jerusalem. Come here with me. Say with me, God builds his temples in Jerusalem. But they didn't have Jerusalem for over 2,500 years. But in 1967, there's a six-day war, and they regained control. First time in 2,500 years, Israel had control of Jerusalem. Preacher, why is that so important? Because Jordan had occupied that up to that time. By the way, they still occupy the Temple Mount. They don't. Israel controls it, but they let the Arabs control that very piece right there. Matter of fact, they had a special holiday just about a week ago, and they told all the Gentiles, don't come up here. How many are still with me? This is so important. Jerusalem's so important. It's the key. See, Billy, we can't build it. We've somehow got to figure out how to get that third temple there, Bill. First of all, you got to buy the land. You got to have the land to build the temple on. That Jerusalem city's pretty prime territory. And Israel didn't get that back till 1967. The east part of it. Now they have full control of all of it. Now, Billy, now we can talk about the third temple, because Jerusalem is in Jewish hands. By the way, the world hates Israel. They want Israel to give back Jerusalem. Can I tell you something? They never will. We'll have stupid presidents saying, I think you guys ought to make peace and give Jerusalem back. No. I think you ought to go soak your head in the bucket. And I'll tell you when to come back up. Don't come up till I tell you. And make sure you're fully submerged. The world hates it, but I'm going to tell you. Folks, me and Coolidge talk about, Coolidge, we are so close to the brink of Jesus coming back. I don't think the average Christian really realizes what's going on. That's why I get so excited in 67 when 3 million Jews, 3 million Jews in 1967 took on 100 million Arabs. And the 3 million whipped 100 million right out of the Mediterranean. And the only reason they stopped is God said, okay, that's enough. Not me. I said, keep right on going. Wipe them off the face of the earth. You say, that's harsh. They hate Israel. I love Israel. So Jerusalem, being in Jewish hands, makes a way for the third temple to be built. How many are still with me? I'm coming down the backstretch. The Bible clearly teaches that they will have a temple during the tribulation. At Solomon's temple, Herod's temple, how many are still with me? And now, you're going to see a third temple. Look at two more scriptures and I'll quit. Look at Matthew. Are you in the New Testament? Look at Matthew chapter 24. That's why you should be watching what's going on over there. I get some things from the Temple Mount people. They have, by the way, They're planning on building. They're talking about the third temple all the time. I really believe with all my heart. I haven't seen it, but I believe they have all the furnishings ready to go in. The Temple Mount people are serious about building the temple. And so is God. Now, don't do this. And don't think low of me because I did this. Because I don't do this kind of stuff. But Mike, I know that third temple is going to be there for God during the trip. And I sent $100 one time. I turned in all my pop bottles and everything. And I had $100. And I don't you do it. I just wanted to see, be able to say I helped build the temple. Isn't that vain? I know it's, but just, I just said, you know, I told Rosie, I said, you're going to think I'm nuts and I don't want no one to do this, but I'm sending them $100. I sent it first so she couldn't stop me. It was too late. She wouldn't climb inside the mailbox. Poor Rosie puts up with me all the time. And I said, Rose, you're going to think I'm nuts, but I just want to be able to say I gave to help build that third temple. Is that vain? But they're building. I get stuff all the time from them, the Jewish mile, they're giving me Bible lessons, all kinds of stuff. And man, I'm telling you right now, they're so excited about building that third temple. They're ready to build the third temple at the drop of a hat. This don't think that this third temple is way off beyond the three hills. No, it's right here, right at our very door. They're ready to build it. How many are still with me? Now, I don't know where I am on the paper. Don't matter. I'll just tell you when it's in my heart. The Dome of the Rock, or the Arabs, are there right now. How many are still with me? And because the world, they make Israel, the world says, now don't touch them little Arabs. That's their mosque, the Dome of the Rock. How many are with me? Muslims, how many are with me? Some believe that's on the very site of where the temple is supposed to be. If it is, watch it go down. I in my heart, I believe someday there'll be a big earthquake. Or just swallow it. I can just see the earth. I can just see. Wouldn't God do that? He just suck it right down in the earth. Okay, you little Arabs, that's it. I'm done with you. So don't be surprised someday you get on Fox News. I hope you're watching Fox. And then there ain't nothing else worth. I surely wouldn't watch the queers on CNN and stuff. But anyways, never going to change. Or what's the other one? It's even worse. MCBC or something. I don't even know what. Whatever it is. Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck. Anyways, I look for God to someday swallow it up, or maybe a big storm, some kind of great hurricane or something going. Something's going to make that go. Or maybe God. I don't know. Some people think it's supposed to be to the north. Some people. Everyone's got their own opinion. It's in that area, but God knows. He knows where it's, Colton. God knows the exact spot. Guaranteed. Wherever God wants it, it'll end up there. And so, some have talked, maybe they'll build adjacent to it, right across from it, next to it. But wherever they think that perfect spot where the temple was, they'll build right there. Again, I personally believe that mosque, the Dome of the Rock, in my heart, I don't have nothing to back this up other than my feeling. I think the Dome of the Rock is the spot. And it wouldn't surprise me someday on the ABC News, they'd say, you're not going to believe this. The Dome of the Rock that's been there for thousands of years, swallowed up. And now Israel's saying, now we build our temple. And they will. Israel's going to build the temple, the third temple. Did we read Matthew? Did we ever get to 24:15? Okay. Here's why I know, Brother Jack, for sure we're having a temple. And it's going to, wherefore, when you therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel and the prophet stand in the holy place, and whosoever let him understand. Well, he's talking about that temple that you, look over with me, in Thessalonians. Look at, and this will probably be the last verse. Look at 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 2. Coming. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Look what it says in verse 1 through verse 4. You know what's amazing about God's word? Donnie, before I came to church tonight, I was sicker than Mother Mike. I could barely make it. I was so sick I couldn't come over here. I was so sick. I said, God, please. And now the word. Man, I feel like going, I feel like really, when I first came, I thought, I'll just preach 30 minutes and let you guys out. I'm feeling better now. Thank you, Lord, for making me feel better. Now we beseech you, I'm going to get 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus. How many believe he's coming? The Bible says he's coming. And by our gathering together unto him. Hello? Rapture. Anybody for the rapture? That you be not soon shaken, buddy. I'm going to tell you, with this Ebola and everything else and the whole world's going crazy, I'm going to tell you, we ain't seen nothing yet. I'm going to tell you, when the rapture comes, we're going to be so glad to get out of this place. This place is going to be, the whole world's going to be in turmoil. Man, I'm glad I know Jesus. That, look what he says in verse 2. That you be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither be it by spirit. No, just keep living for him. Don't worry about it. When he comes, he comes. We can't just serve him now. Live for him now. Love him now. When the time comes, he'll kick us out. That you be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, but that the day of Christ is at hand. I really believe it is at hand. Let no man no deceive you by any means, for that day of coming shall not come except there come a falling away first. Boy, you think we're not seeing a falling away first now? Fundamentalism, people that have been in fundamental churches down through this, they've turned their back on God. You better stay in this church, or and people, when you find a fundamental church, you better cling to it. They're not a whole lot of them out there no more. With all their little tambourines and music and coffee in the foyer. Well, I could go for a cup of coffee. Especially from Duncan. Where was I? I got to get done with this. Verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except to come a falling away. And we're starting to see it right now. And we've been seeing it. And what I'm trying to tell you, as bad as it is right now, Miss Judy, it's going to get worse. That's why I said don't be shaken in verse 2. Don't be troubled. Hey, man, this is going to happen. Stay with the stuff. Stay with that old King James Bible. Stay in Bethel Baptist Church. Keep holding the preacher's arms up. Keep serving God. Bobby and Jamie, don't lose your hair over the kids. Stay with them. They come away first that the man of sin be revealed. That's the Antichrist, the son of perdition. What's this son of perdition do? He opposes and exalts himself above all that's called God or is worshipped. So that, watch, this Antichrist, so as God, he sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, there's a lot of other scriptures, and I'm not going to do it tonight. But this Antichrist that's coming, I believe he's alive right now. I really do. The rapture's going to happen. And 3.5 years after the rapture, do you notice those two saints, the two witnesses for God, they're taken out? That's when it's going to all let, that they're out. And I think that's when it's going to let loose. in the middle of the tribulation, the Antichrist is going to come into the temple, the third temple. They don't have one now, preacher. No, they don't. That's the whole thing in this message. But they're going to have. And they got the property to do it now. We got to move those Arabs over a little bit. Up there in the Dome of the Rock. God's going to have a third temple. Now, Jimmy, that third temple has to be built before the Antichrist comes in 3.5 years. So, could that third temple be built after the rapture? Yes. If you can build one that fast. 3.5 years. I don't think you can do it or not, Bob. But I look for it to start, at least be started or up before the rapture. But it doesn't have to be. But I want to tell you right now, Billy, I don't care if you hear it 2 o'clock in the morning someday on the news. If you hear the news, hey, Israel's building the third temple. Call me. Send me what's that thing where you got a sign for it? Express, whatever that guy's name is. Send me it. Hey, preacher! They're building the third temple! Woohoo! I'm putting my rapture shoes on. They're made in Goodwill, but I love Goodwill. I bet God will have us one up just for the fun of it up there in heaven. Here, preacher, go on down to Goodwill. Nah. I don't know. Probably not. That's why I'm going to him now while I got chance. Cracker Barrel? Oh, well, you know there's one up there already. That's a holies of holies. Close to it. So, Israel, now I lost my place, Donnie. I don't even know where I'm at. Israel have a third temple? There's a great movement right now, and there is. I know because I'm studying it all the time. I should preach to you more. There's a great movement right now to build the third temple. I'm telling you right now. In Israel right now, there is a big, big movement to build that third temple. Israel is preparing to build that third temple right now as I speak to you. They're preparing to build that third temple. I believe with all my heart they have, if not all, they have almost everything to furnish it already. They are preparing to build the third temple, which the Bible prophesies that they will. We're looking for that last temple. Get ready. Watch over. Watch for them to start. I don't know if the Arab's Dome of Rock will come down, but I'll tell you one thing. I believe an earthquake or something, some climate control thing will happen. But some believe they will build a third temple against the Dome of the Rock. I don't know. It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that they're building. I don't care where the third temple is as long as it's in Jerusalem. Are you still with me? I don't, Brother Mike, if they build it right, say the Becca building is the Dome of the Rock, and we would just build right over here, the real thing of God. Sorry, Becca building, but I'm not going to be the Dome of the Rock here. Enemies of God. You say, how can you say that? Easy, watch. They are enemies of God. It's not hard. Not hard at all. You say, well, I never. You keep here with me, I'll never yell a lot. It doesn't matter. Israel's going to build that third temple because God said he would. There's got to be a third temple for the Antichrist to come and proclaim himself as God. So, Brother Chuck, get ready. We're going to build that third temple. I've got $100 on it. Now, don't you send one of us being stupid enough. It was, and by the way, I did it about two or three years ago. I just said, you know what? I know it's in the Bible. I know that I'd probably get fired in most places, but telling people that. But I just wanted Arlene, I just wanted to be vain. And I love Israel. And I can't wait for the third temple. The third temple goes up. Guess where we're going? We're going up. So get ready. It doesn't matter. Israel built a third temple. And it'll be used during the tribulation, that 7-year period, but we won't be here. And also be used, that temple will be used in the millennium, the kingdom age, 1,000 years. How many are still with me? And so I'm excited, Billy, because I know we're on the brink of it. Keep your eyes and your ears open for that third temple. If you watch for it, you'll hear a lot about it. You just got to be watching for it. Then you get real. Then you want to go, yeah, but that, but dude, preacher said they would. It's not me, it's God. God said they're going to have a third temple. They've had two go up and two went down. But this next one's going to go up for, going to be around for 1,007 years. Then it's going down because God's going to make a new heaven, new earth. How many are still with me? Three temples. And get ready for the third temple. The Jewish people are going to be building the third temple real soon. Real soon. And when that happens, you can just bet your life on it. He's coming back. And but I want to say this to make sure you don't count on that temple. We could go up in the rapture tonight, and they could start in that third temple tomorrow. They just have to have that third temple up 3.5 years into the tribulation so the Antichrist can go in there and proclaim himself as God. Are you with me, church? And so, I am. I am a Temple Mount person. I love the Jewish temple people. And get ready. Watch for it. I believe we're really close. Amen? Make sure you're saved. If you're not saved, you'll be left behind. And people that have heard the word of God in the church age, if the rapture happens and they had a chance to be saved, you need to tell your friends this. Those people that, after the rapture, that people now in this church age that know about being saved and they don't get saved, the Bible says God's going to send them a strong delusion. They're going to believe a lie, and they're going to receive a mark. And that mark, once they get that mark, they're damned forever. So I had a good friend. I'll close with this. I probably shared this years ago. I had a real good friend. Years ago when I lived in Toledo and I worked at Allied Chemical. His name was Ron Foley. He's in heaven now. He was a real big, burly guy. Boy, was he strong. Just a big head. Big as a Kodiak beer, man. Big Red was strong. He loved to hunt. And I used to hunt with him all the time, duck hunting, pheasant hunting, stuff like that. I witnessed to him all the time. I said, Big Red, you got to get saved. Big Red, you got to get saved. I said, Big Red. And I witnessed to him every single day, man. I even witnessed to him in the blind. And I prayed. He said, all right, don't worry about it. So one day he came in, I just said, Red, the rapture's going to happen. You're left behind. You're going to believe a lie. He said, no, I'm not. I said, you're going to hell. He said, no, I'm not. I said, Red, you're going to hell. That guy said, I've seen him grab it. Brother Mike, you're a very strong man. This guy was maybe even a little stronger than you. This guy was strong, strong. You didn't want to get this guy mad. I said, Red, you're going to die without Christ. The rapture's going to happen. You're going to be left behind. You're going to believe a lie. You're going to get the mark. He said, no, I'm not. Boy, he put that big arm on me. He grabbed me and said, no, I'm not. Right away, I thought, well, maybe not. No, I thought that, but I didn't say it. I said, yes, you are. Yes, you are, Red. You're my good friend. I don't want you to die and go to hell. He said, I'm not. I said, Red, you got to be saved or you go to hell. He said, I'm not.
corner. I said, Red, did you get saved? He said, yes, I did. Just about an hour ago, and I asked Jesus to save me, and now I'm going to go with you. I got so excited, Donnie. He was a big, big man. I just remember. And I hugged him, put my arm in. And open the vessel. They read for me. Look about a year later. He was a young man. You remember, that was when I was a kid. I remember the God of God. I had a dark back here. You know what I mean? About 165 pounds. And, hello. I was the first person. Mom, too.
That was a joke, but I will say this from the depthness and honesty of my heart. I believe God's gave me the greatest wife in the world. Rosie has loved me and taken care of me. And we've been through a lot of things in 45 years. And she's always stuck by my side in the good times and the bad. You young people, listen to that. She stuck by me in the good times and the bad times. She never wavered. And she had to put up with me. Jamie, it's hard living with preachers, isn't it? We're different. We're funny things, we are. But we got your best interest. The temple, I'm all done. The temple is going up real soon. Watch for the third temple. It'll be going up in Jerusalem, up on that mount, eastern part there. Watch for it to go up. And boy, when it starts to go up, get your rapture shoes on, because I'm going to tell you, it won't be long before that. We're going up. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time that we had. Solomon's temple, Herod's temple, and now there'll be a third temple. A third temple that the Antichrist will actually proclaim himself as God. He'll go in the holies of holies and proclaim to the world that he is God. Lord, I can't wait till that third temple's built. Because according to your scripture, when that's built, when the rapture happens, we're going to be, Lord, when that tribulation starts, we're going to be gone. You're going to take us from that time. You're going to take us from that hour. So, Lord, we look forward to you calling us and catching us in the sky. Can't wait to hear those words, come up hither. Help us, Father. Help us the time that we have left. Help us to be busy about your work. Help us to be about the things of God. Help us to work like there's no more time left. Help us to work so we make every day count. Help us to witness. Help us to care. Help us to share with people. Help us, like Paul said, to become all things to all people, that we might reach some. This week, I pray Bethel Baptist Church, including myself, I pray we'll become all things to all people, that we might reach some. Someone might be thinking about a friend or a family member right now. Holy Spirit, impress them to go to those people this week. Maybe to write a letter, maybe to call them on the phone, maybe to visit their house. But Lord, I pray if there's people in people's hearts right now, Holy Spirit, I pray that they'll do something this week to reach out to those people that you've got in their heart right now. You're bearing witness in their heart. Those people need to be witnessed to this week, right now, tonight, tomorrow. Help us to be effective and active for you, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen. Let's all stand. What page on, preacher?